every night because they try to take over the world.
It's your boy Shock the World.
It's Mina the Dragonfly.
It's Pusha E. Smith the Brat.
Watch this.
You're listening to Melting Mind.
Melting Mind.
Melting Mind.
Melting Mind.
Melting Mind.
Not paranoia when they're really after you.
Introducing unsigned artist, Tequila Shots.
Get him, hey, 6-3, Polk County. Yeah. Florida in the house.
I'ma get him, get him, get him.
Yeah. Who are you?
Tequila Shot.
Get him,
shot. Get him, shot. Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch out. Tequila shots gon' get 'em. Yeah. Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch out. Let me get 'em, get 'em. 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 Let me get 'em. Yeah. Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch out. Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch out. Tequila shots gon' get 'em. Yeah. Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch out. Go. I'm reppin' 863. Hey, city, Polk County. That's right. Hey, never ever been sweet, so don't try to run up on me. Got the lights out. My bro keep the pump in the trunk. Keep the pump in the crib. We will make you disappear like poof. Get up out of here. Bounce. I be turned up when I'm on the scene. Smoking on that good sticky, icky green. Drinking my cup, sweat super clean. I could care less what I hit a thing. Cause I am the bomb. Tick, tick, boom. Look at my charm. Drip, drip, boom. Can nobody do it like me?
No.
Can nobody do it like me?
No.
Oh, no. Let me get 'em, get 'em. 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 Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch.
Watch out.
Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch.
Watch out.
Tequila shots gon' get 'em. Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch out. Let me get 'em, get 'em. 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 Let me get 'em. Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch.
Watch out.
Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch.
Watch out.
Tequila shots gon' get 'em.
Yeah.
Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch.
Take
on. Like the boogeyman in the dark. I'ma get him, I'ma get him. I smell blood and I'm a shark. Attack mode is on, I got him breathing hard. I'm hungry and these haters out here looking like Billy. You got beef then, I'ma come and get you. Put you up in the pan and fry you. It's a crispy, I'm fire and I desire a couple million. So I'ma go and get it, get it, get it, get it, boy. And I'ma go hard, like a couple bricks. Anybody in the way, bro, put them in a ditch. And we got a stick, in case you wanna stick. But I'ma keep a cool head, I'ma set my bread up on them. So I can stunt on time, waits for no man. I'ma leave a spinning like a cellophane. Why I get this paper? Shout out to my haters. Let me get them. Let me get 'em, get 'em. 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 Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch.
Watch out.
Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch.
Watch out.
Tequila shots gon' get 'em.
Yeah.
Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch out. Let me get 'em, get 'em. 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 Let me get 'em.
Yeah.
Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch.
Watch out.
Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch.
Watch out.
Tequila shots gon' get 'em.
Yeah.
Tequila gon' get 'em, better watch.
Take on.
All right, what's up, everybody? You're now on a new show called Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. I'm Shock.
I'm Miss Dragonfly.
And right now we got a special guest on tonight. It's Uncle Head. What's going on, bruh? Well, man, you know, we try to get you on last night on the live, but I don't know what it was with the powerhouse live, but they wouldn't let your name pop up, so it was starting to pee me off a little bit.
Yeah, I was on the call, though. I was looking at y'all, and I'm thinking that I had people saying, hey, he on the call. I was saying it too, but we on here now. Let's go.
You know what it is? And we get so many comments so quick too that Facebook don't let you see until like after you done already said something. So I'll scroll back later and they'll be like,
okay.
Oh, it's 1.8K comments. And I'm just like, sheesh, all I saw was five.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, so I know you don't know nothing about the Melting Mind show, but we always like to start it off with what we call the BS, where we just ask you some random questions. Conversation starters.
Okay.
Alright, just to loosen this up. Alright, babe, you wanna hit with the first question?
Okay, yes. Uncle Head, what is the most ridiculous nickname anyone has ever given you?
The most ridiculous name anyone has ever gave me?
Yes.
My name is Dickhead.
Dickhead.
I ain't like that too tall.
Yeah, that could have caught a smack. That would have caught a smack upside the head for me too. Like, what you talking about, son?
This head.
All right. Let me give you the next question. All right. You were about to get into a fight, all
right?
In your head, like for your soundtrack, what would be the song that came on when you got into a fight?
Tear the club up.
Everybody, tear the club up. Yeah, that's a good fight one. I said the other night, mine's just Annie up. Mine's Annie up, because somebody can get hurt.
Yeah, M.O.P.
Yeah, that M.O.P.
Yeah, M.O.P., yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I got a fighting question, too. If you had to choose an animal to help you fight, what animal would it be?
Oh, it'd be a lion.
A lion.
Matter of fact,
it'd be
a lion and a gorilla.
A gorilla. I know. I was gonna say that. I'm like, well, gorilla. I'm about to bring a gorilla with me.
Yeah, I need a gorilla. A gorilla gonna do some damage both ways.
Yeah, either or is good though. They both kind of like kings of their own jungle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're listening to Melting Mind.
Melting Mind. Melting Mind. Introducing Melting unsigned Mind. Artist Mind. Little Lean with CP, Cerebral Palsy.
Melting minds. Here's another one for you. All right, if you were stranded on an island and it was nothing on the island to eat, nothing nowhere, and the only thing that was on the island was a cat and a dog, which one would you eat first?
Oh, Lord, I might have to starve myself in there.
Nah, you got to choose one. You got to choose one.
If I got to choose one, man, oh, that's nasty, bro. Oh, Lord. Well, we eat the soup, so it'll be the cat.
Great bar. That was going to be my bar. You stole my bit.
Well, it would have to be the...
We eat that, hey, so it'll be a cat.
Yeah, it'll be a cat, right?
Yeah, it would have to be a cat for me, too, because, you know, the dog can help protect you for a little while.
But overall, though, I might want to kill the dog first because the dog going to want some of my cat, and then I got to share it with the dog, and now I got less to eat. Although, I could be fattening up the dog for when I gotta eat him next.
Right. If I was stranded on the island, if I had the choice between
cat
the cat or the dog, like I just told you, I'm gonna eat the cat.
Oh, get the cat, anyway. Bro. Yeah.
Yeah, the dog can help you hunt, too.
Yeah.
Okay. If you had a friend over, right, what is one thing, and they forgot their toothbrush, would you share yours with them?
That is disgusting. Why would, what kind of, who's going to say
that? You're talking about female, right?
She, yes. Would you share your toothbrush with her? And you wanted to kiss her, so, I mean, you got to do something now. She forgot her toothbrush.
I'm a clean dude, so it depends on the chick. I might share, or I might just, you might have to get a rag or something and put some toothpaste on that thing.
I know.
Do it herself.
She brought you a washcloth.
What kind of washcloth would it be? My girlfriend, a real deep or something like that. That's cool, but a regular?
Yeah. You just a random sleepover.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty. Ain't nobody using my toothbrush. I got one more question. I asked this last night too. Uncle Luke and Too Short, both in their prime, throwing a Freaknik on each coast, one in the west, one in the south. You can only go to one. Which one would you go to?
Oh, I'm going to the south. I'm going to Uncle Luke. I already know where that's at.
Okay, what is something that is popular now that annoys the hell out of you?
Them damn skinny jeans. them skinny jeans. Seeing these dudes, that drive me crazy. My son, nah, y'all ain't gonna do it.
We got a son, too. We thought he invented them. We had a son, too. We thought he invented them because we never seen no kids with skinny jeans before. We saw his ass with some skinny jeans. I'm like, what?
Okay, but if you had to pick between skinny jeans and saggy jeans, the saggy below your underwear jeans, boxer jeans, what would you pick?
Oh, no, I can't do the skinny jeans, so I'm going to have to go with the saggy jeans.
I know. I'm from that era, so that's just my era. I felt comfortable with them.
Right, me too.
Even though, like, now I look at it now, I'm like, yeah, we was a little bit too baggy, but, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, it was a little baggy, but it's still better than having some tight up your crotch jeans, you know what I'm saying? I can't even see it, bro.
Nah, I can't do it.
We used to be hustlers. You got to run for the police. You can't run for the police in no skinny jeans. You can't get no street fight in no skinny jeans. Yeah, leotards.
What about that crisscross era? Where everybody was wearing their clothes backwards.
Nobody was wearing their clothes backwards. Man,
with the high tech boot.
Mm-hmm. With the high tech boot. And the baseball jerseys. All right. So that concludes our section of the BS. We're going to go into some trivia questions. And the trivia questions are going to be about assassinated rappers to see if you can name which rapper for that. You know what I'm saying? All right, so after these messages, we'll be right back. Hold on.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Introducing unsigned artist Chipmunk with Brain.
Yo, like that, I'm different. And never come sipping. That trick stay sneak dissing. Track formers beats dripping. And with another one, shit getting kind of fun. Proof to the number leave. Against me to say a baddie, making that a chair. Bet too busy with the numbers and the big one with the cash.
It ain't over paper.
I get it, I got it, I claim it, I own it. God prophesies and he know where I'm going. Just alone for the ride, gotta keep the party blowing. Master attract when you practice your craft. Z93 running all the way back. And not in the O and these dishes, this is Rex. I succeeded, you defeated when I keep a trick mad. Hold up,
Swole up, swole up, swole up. She wanna boot up, boot up. But I'ma bring it to her. Come with a trick, won't shit. I stay with a hit, cause I'm wish. You swing with a miss, bring a little clip. Only way you defeat this savage trick. Try to interpret the work that I put in. Demonstrate nothing but focus on winning. Team on my side, you can't cook in our kitchen. Whipping success, I was taught as a youngin'. Put me to a challenge that you know I will demolish. Keep my name out your mouth and there will be no problem. Rain over paper, rain over haters. Progress with precision, embrace levitation. To everything meant for me. Eclectic skill balls of a symphony. Indulge in the taste of the Dre Elite. Give them too much and they getting clogged arteries. Greatness is all of us brought up on. Fierce looking dot like I'm Comic-Con. Stanley a track is your favorite song. No, you can't help it, but then you just vibe alone. Pretty and petty, ain't nobody gonna check me. I ain't said you had to like me, but believe you will respect me. Made my mark on the turf and I'm coming for all you baddies. Exposing, exposing, get them givers gonna let me. Quick to do a Snapchat, but ain't got no snapback. Divide and conquer all your lives to signify your life's track. Need to get your life back. Fail, baby, try that. If you think you truly value, think you need to try that. Cause I reign over paper, reign over haters. Progress with precision, embrace levitation.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the new episode of Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. I'm Shock.
I'm Miss Dragonfly.
And we got Uncle Head online. What's up, Head?
Man, I'm hanging out, man. What's going on?
Man, you already know. You out here in, you in Florida right now, too, right?
Yeah, I reside in Atlanta right now, but I'm actually from Palm Beach, Florida, but I'm over here in St. Pete.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Triple Threat Studios right now. My partner, Lush.
Oh, that's what's up.
Some work.
Okay, so you here for work. For work and for play?
Just work.
Yeah. Really?
I wish I could play.
Work. Alright, we're gonna hit you with these trivia questions about artists that were assassinated or murdered. Alright. You wanna hit with the first question?
Okay, who is the new age rapper known for his face and neck tattoo? With half colored hair. Who got shot in his car in Florida recently?
Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Nah. Close though, because they kind of look alike. They like the same people to me.
Yeah, he did. Tekashi has a whole bunch of hair colors, but he just has one hair.
Not Tekashi, my bad. Extentacion.
Correct. Shit, you know how to say his name better than I do. I'm just like Extentacion.
Oh, my daughter made sure I knew because she was a fan, so yeah.
Aww. All right, that's what's up. All right, I'm going to give you an easy one. Well, it should be easy. What hip-hop legend was rumored to be killed because of his association with 50 Cent? I give you a hint. They got a documentary.
It wasn't Jam Master J.
Yes, it was. Correct. You're right. Yeah, Jam Master J.
Let me know that.
Yeah. They got a documentary too about the Jam Master J joint. But yeah, that's what the rumor was over Cream not liking the fact that he didn't blacklist 50 from doing any music.
Yeah. I ain't never seen the documentary, but you're right.
Introducing Keys to Lyricist with Blazing.
Soul, I know I ain't going. They say it's dark before the sun decides to shine. I can miss you if you were never truly mine. Let me roll this reefer before I just lose my head. Yes, I can't forgive you, but I will never forget. I will always love you, but you have lost our respect. Yeah, you have lost our respect. Ain't gonna be no crying, cause that's not what big girls do. I'll be with them guys, so I'll be feeling better.
Okay, what was the name of the Harlem, New York rapper who got killed in a drive-by that released an album in 95 called Lifestyle of the Poor and Dangerous?
Big L?
Yes, correct! All right. All right, I got another one for you. This one shouldn't be too hard. He was Eminem's childhood friend, a rapper that was... Hot? Yeah, you got it already. Proof. Everybody know Proof, man. Proof was tough, though. You got another one?
What's the name of one of the greatest rapper from Brooklyn Borough, New York, who got shot and killed in a drive-by too in L.A. 1997?
Biggie Smalls. Christopher
yes.
Watts.
One more chance. Biggie. All right, I got one for you. Let me see if I can give you a hard one. All right, this artist was killed... he was the founder of the hyphy movement of the Bay Area.
Matt Gray.
Correct. Oh. Hey,
wow, you knew them all.
I know, right? I got another one for you. Let me give him a down south one. All right. He was an artist that was with No Limit. He had one hit song with Juvenile. Huh? Soldier Slim. Correct. Good one.
You didn't even wait for us to finish our question.
I know. He got them all.
Is what is called the inner circle.
The inner circle.
Yeah, I got a lot of history on Soldier Slim. And then we shot a video for Bounce That Ass and Mr. Servall.
Uh-huh.
Former No Limit Soldier, Mr. Servall. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of history, man, and he drove me by the house he grew up in and all that stuff. So, man, I was honored to even much see it, you know?
That's what's up.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, I'm not to say, man, you got only one incorrect, even though you rebound and caught that one, too, on the rebound.
You did.
Let's give him a round of applause. Oh, the pyramid game. All right. So after these messages, we're going to come back and we're going to do some talk about what you're doing with the music, the album, the touring. I see you got a tour going on. And then we're also going to get deep. Deep is when you talk about things that go deep. All right. After these messages,
we'll be right back.
Introducing ADB with High Hopes.
I had high hopes. for you and I. Baby, 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 baby. I had high hopes for you and I. Baby, 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 baby. I had high hopes for you and I, but the way you did me, girl, just wasn't right. Yeah, I know I made you cry, but you's the only one I love, I never left your side. I had high hopes for you and I, but the way you did me, girl, just wasn't right. Yeah, I know I made you cry, but you's the only one I love, I never left your side. I had high hopes for you and I. Baby, 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 baby. I had high hopes for you and I. Baby, 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 baby.
They were so high. They were so high. They were so high. They were so high. They were so high.
I put the blame on you, you put the blame on me. Thought we'd be together for eternity, forever and ever. Couldn't storm the weather. The weather, we were better together. Together, so much better together. Together, we had the light, now we are living on the dark side. Full of ego, I was you, was full of false pride. But it was good while it lasted, we had a long ride. I just hope that you are happy, things are alright. I apologize for all those lonely nights. I'm so sorry for making your heart cry. I should have been there to wipe your tears away. I know I was a cause of all your pain, but I never left you, still walked away. Now I know we'll never love the same ever again.
Nope.
Baby, 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 baby. I had high hopes for you and I. Baby, 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 baby. I had high hopes for you and I. But the way you did me, girl, just wasn't right. Yeah, I know I made you cry, but you's the only one I love, I never left your side. I had high hopes for you and I, but the way you did me, girl, just wasn't right. Yeah, I know I made you cry, but you's the only one I love, I never left your side. I had high hopes for you and I. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 I had high hopes for you and I. Baby, 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 baby.
They were so high.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Melted Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. This is Boy Shock the World.
I'm Miss Dragonfly.
And we're back here with Uncle Ed. Say what up, Uncle Ed.
Hey, man, we still here, man. What's going on, world? What's happening?
All right, man. So you've been in the game for a minute now. I mean, since back... Yeah, that's a minute. Man, it's kids that ain't even been alive that's listen live that long and listen to hip-hop. So you're definitely, like, up there in the legend area, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I see you got a lot of songs back in the day, and I wanted to talk about what you're doing right now. We actually played the track the other night. I liked it pretty much, man. What was the name of that track? It's Vibing With It, right?
Ass.
Huh? Bounce? Oh, Bounce That Ass. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I caught y'all playing Bounce That Ass.
Yeah,
too,
yeah. That was a dope track, man.
Yes.
Yeah, way to come back. Way to come at it, bro. So, what are you guys doing? How's the, what are you doing? How are you pushing that right now?
Well, right now, we just dropped my South Life. That just came out. April 5th. Big Shot Music Group, that's Easy E brother Michael Wright.
Mm-hmm.
I'm signed to Big Shot, distributed by Big Shot Music Group, which is distributed through Empire. So, and we just, the documentary actually just dropped yesterday.
Oh yeah, what? How do you guys check that out? Where you go to check that out?
You can go to YouTube. You can go to Vevo. Check out Buckethead South Life, my documentary. Shot it down there in my hometown where I grew up at in Palm Beach and Revere Beach, man. I had a show over there, the 80s versus 90s. Skate party, shot some in Orlando, shot some in New Orleans. So, man, we put the documentary together, man. But y'all can go check that out.
That sounds
and
dope.
Like I said, man, y'all go check the album out, man. It's called South Life 14 Strong Franks.
Hey, wait.
Tabitha Duncan from Cut Close.
Uh-huh.
Keep Sweat Old Group.
Word.
Got her featured on the song. I got three other players from 69 Boys featured on the song.
Word.
I got my name Mom Digger from who's on Step and Slide featured on the song. Upon the Switching Man's number, y'all look out for him.
Word.
I got family, man. It's like my boy Surreal CK. We out here working, man. So y'all go check that album out. It's everywhere. All digital music outlets. I'm on tours with the 69 Boys, JT Money, and all of us. So, man, y'all catch us on the road, too.
That's what's up.
You in Atlanta?
Hey, did you just say y'all had an 80s versus 90s skate party? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That sounds popping. I want to be there. I'm trying to get in.
Oh, yeah. It was nice, too, bro. It was straight. You'll see a little bit of the footage in the documentary.
I'm definitely going to check that out. Definitely going to check that out.
Yeah.
So you guys, you got any show dates out here in Florida?
Florida. We just did. Yeah, I got my album release party in Palm Beach May 18th.
All right.
That's May 18th, and then May 25th, that's Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
This Friday coming up, though, the big Spring Jam meeting, Season 9 Boys, JT Money, me and the Shop Boys in Atlanta.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Introducing Vic Spade with Ain't It Love.
Big spare. What? I do it like that.
I say I'm crazy in that. Rolling with my nigga in that bando. Got a stash off of my Louis. Boy, you know it's so Gucci. I'm with you getting this Lucci. Hey, I'm with you to the end till the wheels fall off.
I'm with you to the end.
Till the reaper come get us, I give that promise to you. Rolling, no ceiling. We roll on and we're chilling. Hey, see, we be on that fly shit.
We be on that fly shit.
I'm that ride or die shit.
I'm that ride or die.
We be on that fly. We be on that fly. I'm that ride or die.
Ain't in love when you do whatever that it takes. Love. I don't care about your past. No, we all make mistakes.
Back to the end. I got your back, I got your back.
Ain't it love, ain't it love, ain't it love.
Ain't it love,
ain't it love, ain't it love.
Ain't it love,
ain't it love.
Ain't it love, ain't it love, shawty. Ain't it love, ain't it love, shawty.
My mama think I'm crazy cause I do anything for you if it goes down. Forevermore, we'll get it together. Hey, roll with you to the end, till the wheels fall off.
I'll lift you to me.
Till the reaper come get us, I give that promise to you. Your ex be up at her feeling. See that coupe rolling, no ceiling. We roll on, we're chilling. Hey, see this one, she's off mine.
This one, she's off mine.
No DMs, don't even try.
DMs, don't even try.
She's on mine. She's on mine. She's on mine.
Ain't in love when you do whatever that it takes. I don't care about your past. No, we all make mistakes.
Ain't in love.
I got your back to the end.
I got your back. I got your back.
Ain't in love. Ain't in love. Ain't in love.
You like hood hooch, you my dad girl, and I love it.
You could take the moon, give you all the stars. Don't wave your tool in public. Expensive trips, you could spin the globe. Don't care where it lands. White sandy beaches, architect Venetian. Find treasures up in these sands. My town bitch, my future misses. Them chocolate kisses, hit ice your wrists. Them old, just them old. Don't like you cause you're in the cold front. That's hater talk, got gator talk. Been shopping straight for like 4 months. I know it's love, hold your roll up. Don't let them hold, try to slow
you. Ain't in love when you do whatever that it takes. I don't care about your past. No, we all ain't make mistakes. It. Ain't in love. Yeah. I got your back to the knees.
I got your back. I got your back.
Past. No, we all make mistakes. Ain't in love. I got your back to the end. Ain't in love, ain't in love, ain't in love.
Hey,
ain't in love, ain't in love.
I got another kind of question I like to ask people who actually been on tour. What's the weirdest thing that ever happened to you while you were on tour?
What's the weirdest thing? What didn't happen?
I struck by lightning. I almost got hit by lightning one time when I was on tour. I literally hit struck right at my feet, bro.
The weirdest thing that ever happened to me, I don't want to. On tour, I don't want to put an idea like that. I had a major act just sussed me up.
Oh, word?
While I was on stage doing a song, we had a song called Slow Head.
Uh-huh.
And she got up on stage. She was a fan, and y'all, whatever she was on, I appreciate it.
I need to know who. I gotta know who, bro.
No, nah, I can't do it. I ain't gonna do it. No.
Say a movie she was in.
Friday, the first Friday.
All right, that's good enough for me. Not my dish go out. I hope it was Mrs. Parker. We gonna let me know, Mrs. Parker. Yeah, you know, I heard, man, once you get famous, man, crazy things happen to you all the time, man.
Yeah, that thing's serious,
brother.
It used to be safe. It ain't safe no
more. No, it ain't safe no
more. So I got a question, too. Since you've been out since computers and internet wasn't big, with right. internets and computers nowadays, does it make it easier for you? Is it easier? Is it harder? Like, how has it changed the business?
I mean, it's both. It's easier and harder.
Yeah.
It's easier and harder for the simple fact, man, it's like anybody can do music now.
Yeah, anybody.
And a lot of people are one-hit wondering, man. A lot of people come in the studio and they go in the studio playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're going there, they friends rap. Well, I can do a song, they'll go in there and do a song, and then they'll put it out on YouTube and they get about a million or some views.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Looking at them, and now they got to rush to do an album, and the album sounded like that one song, and now they flopping, and now it's just that the real people that's doing the real music for real.
Yeah. I heard Beyonce the other day say something about that artists aren't even making albums anymore. They're just making singles. Just put out as many singles as possible so you can just sell those singles.
Right. Yeah. Right. Take your time with your craft, yeah. man, and do yeah. real music, man. That's what we out here doing. Like I be telling people, our album's supposed to last a good year.
Yeah.
If you do a good album, a good solid album, it's supposed to last a good year, man. But the year now, they was with it.
Nah, they last a couple months. Yeah, they last like a month or two. They already trying to put out something new.
They want
to
hear something new.
You should see the unsigned artists. They'll make a mixtape. They'll make like a whole mixtape and probably maybe burn a couple copies and pass it out to their friend. Like, okay, I'm about to start my next mixtape. Like, you ain't even let nobody hear the first one yet.
Right. Bingo, man. It's like, come on, man. That's why my team, we do real music, man. And, well, we take our time with our craft.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, give them all your plugs real quick, like where to find you online and everything like that.
Well, you can catch me on Facebook, Uncle Head. You can hit me on LinkedIn, Uncle Head. You can hit me on Instagram, Uncle Head 72. That's the numbers, UncleHead72. Hit me on Twitter, UncleHead_B, as in boy, S as in Sam, M as in Mike, G as in Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hit me on Snapchat, UncleHead. I be having fun on Snapchat.
That's the only one I haven't started using for promotion yet. I done tagged all of them very well, just Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. I have fun on that's my fun.
That's your fun app. I only use it to talk to my daughter. That she calls me through Snapchat. That's the only reason I got it on my phone. I'm too ugly to be taking pictures.
Snapchat is a little too fast for me. It seems like you don't even know they are, and they're already in your DM. Like, ha! Like, what?
That's because you a girl.
Hold up.
Yeah.
That's because she a girl, so she's pretty.
You got to knock on my door first?
hey, man, but you'll be surprised. There'll be a lot of women in your DM, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we know about that.
Well, we get them because we...
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Introducing unsigned artist, I am Mix.
March 1991, the year when me mummy put me upon this land. Noah 2K12 and things never seem so well. Yeah.
From me heart, mummy, me I say me love you. Sorry for all the struggle when me make you have to go through. Not even Selassie I me couldn't put above you. He might know me, but him still don't know nothing. You're dead there from the start, the beginning of the puzzle. You're dead there through the weed, through the streets, through the hustle. You remember when you say no trouble, trouble, cause it a go bring you trouble, but me trouble it and couldn't tell you nothing. So yeah.
No cry when me gone, or sigh when me gone. Rejoice, holy head in the sky when me gone. Me live my life just the way me want. Full white, next step, early gates me gone. So no cry when me gone, or sigh when me gone. Rejoice, holy head in the sky when me gone. Me live my life just the way me want. Full white, next step, early gates.
From heaven me I send your roses and no kisses. Be your loving blessings, you must reach. By now you meet my son and the missus. In favor my dog, no need to take no test like physics. Remember when you catch me with the spliff in my hand, and I tell me watch the road where me a go pan. And the next night you send something wrong. Right now me know say your wish and me wedding you a plan.
Me live without rules and me own part me choose. And the path that you choose to me heart refuse. Remember from in a school a bad apple rule. Now me gone 20 guns alone.
No cry when me gone or sigh when me gone. Rejoice holy head in the sky when me gone. Me live my life just the way me want. Full white, next step, early gates me gone. So no cry when me gone or sigh when me gone. Rejoice holy head in the sky when me gone. Me live my life just the way me want. Full white, next step, early gates.
Alright, so welcome back. Alright, we're going to the deep. Deep is when you talk about ghosts in the streets. Deep is when you talk about conspiracies. I can't rhyme that right, but you know. We're a Melted Mind. This is your boy Shock the World.
I'm Miss Dragonfly.
And we got Uncle Head online. What's up, bro?
All right.
All right, so Uncle Head, you chose a topic, and I like to stress, you chose the topic. We're going to talk about Nipsey Hussle, all right? Man, I wasn't going to say nothing about it, but it's been like a month. I just didn't want to look like I was, like, riding on, like a trend or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I try to be as respectful as possible. But I think it's clear enough time, and there is some kind of fishy stuff going on with that whole situation. So, in your mind, what do you think, what is your conspiracy theory about Nipsey Hussle?
I mean, it's kind of strange how it happened to me. It's like the one morning you wake up,
uh-huh.
And you decide to go to your store without your security.
Mm-hmm.
And one morning, and then after I looked at the footage and I dissected to myself, it's like, man, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if he got set up or not, because the man was making so many power moves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Tupac situation. It's like when I had a feeling when Tupac went to the House of Representatives, him and Suge sat in front of them, and he was getting into politics.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I felt like. That's what killed Pop myself.
Yeah, probably when he got famous too, because Pop always was really always talking about politics. Before he got down with Death Row, he was already doing politics. Right. Yeah.
But it's like it was kind of strange to me, man, how that how that happened. It's like in your own hometown.
Yeah.
Your own hometown, man. It's like, it's kind of, when I seen that footage and how it happened, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. That definitely was a hit. It was somebody had to pay for that. I don't know if he had beef with that guy or whatever, but it didn't seem like it because, like they said, he walked up and gave him that first. That ain't
they were talking like normal. They weren't even talking like no rough talk.
That looked like a hit to me. That definitely looked like a hit.
Exactly.
So the first conspiracy that was going around about the hit was the first thing everybody started screaming was, because he was making a documentary about Dr. Sebi. Do you think that's...
Dr. Sebi, you're right. I don't follow that.
I don't believe that one either because, I mean, Dr. Sebi's already gone, and yeah, he did do some amazing stuff. I don't think it was enough for them to kill him over making a documentary.
So I guess they're going to try to kill Nick Cannon, too.
That ain't going
to
happen.
It's too late to think about that because Dr. Sebi's introducing Kashmir with and somebody's right gonna now. Take the torch.
Yeah.
I don't need a drink no more, but tonight I need a feel. Been struggling on the low, when I had enough of it, I quit it.
Gotta get my money right, gotta get my bread up and all, gotta get it right. Gotta get my money right, gotta get my bread up and all, gotta get it right.
It ain't no fun now,
nope.
Being a bro.
Nope.
Can't get my nails done, because I got a better answer.
Gotta get my bread up, I know I gotta get it right. Gotta get my money right. Gotta get my bread up, I know I gotta get it right.
Baby, tonight I'm leaving. That doesn't mean that I don't care. I gotta go, baby. Gotta get to the dough. Gotta get to the guap. Gotta get to this money. Can't stop.
Wanna be drowning in dividends. Pointing at haters like her and him. Playing no Migos like 10 plus 10. Yeah, I'm focused now. I need about 20 M's.
I wanna be able to say my roses. I wanna spend it. No, I wanna hold it right now.
Right now. Need it right now. Right now. Need it right now. Right now. Need it right now.
You want darling next to me, but here's the thing, I need the green, I need a scheme. I've been coming home late nights, cause the bag's always on my mind. Count it fast, gotta get it right. Wanna live lavish, gotta be savage. Pray for me, cause
But all right, but now the new one that I heard with Jay-Z was saying about he was gentrifying the hood, which I think it could be very logical because this lady was showing video strips of across the street from where Nipsey's spot
right
was set
across the street.
With gentrification going on, all the coffee shops and all that stuff that was going on where they were building, making everything brand new. And then right across the street, it was him with a whole bunch of
and all his stuff.
And he was pushing up, he might have been pushing up the price on the value. When you're doing gentrification, they want the price value to be very low, and he was making it not low. He was causing them a problem, and that could be one of the reasons why. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely a reason too. My thing is his power. He had too much power, and it was getting bigger.
Uh-huh.
And they don't like that. It's always like your old, like the old stuff sometimes come back to hunt you. Like your old street life, it might come back to hunt you.
Yeah.
And the LAPD, they know how they done covered up so much other stuff. They gonna try to cover this up too.
Yeah.
We can't allow them to cover it up.
All right.
Well, I saw some footage. It just looked really, really strange. Like, nobody was in a rush to do anything. When he was down for a minute while everybody was running around and walking around back and forth. Like, why wasn't there such an urgency? You know, everybody heard the shots, and it wasn't even just one shot. Why aren't people just, whoop, right there?
And he's a positive rapper, too, so...
After he was on the ground, one of the dudes went over there and went in his pocket.
Yeah, he was frisking his pocket. That's what he was doing.
Right. Yeah, yes. Stop a snake. There's always a snake around.
Why isn't he calling for help? Or why isn't he, like, you know, scrambling for... And the people... Listen, the people that was around him, instead of scrambling for help, these people are running different directions and different ways. Like, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's panic.
Yeah, I think something was really fishy about that.
All right, now, let me ask you another question, because I posted it online, too, about that people were trying to petition for them to change the blue crayon to Nipsey Blue. And my only argument was, like, yeah, that's cool if they did it, if it wasn't Crayola. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen this lady who has her own crayon company who sold, like, 1.8 million. It's a black woman who sold, like, 1.8 million her first hour. Her crayon company. I was like, maybe if she did a Nipsey Blue for her thing, but when it came to Crayola doing it, do you think if Crayola would have did it, would you think that would have been a way of appropriation? Even though the fans asked for it, do you think that still would have been a way?
I don't know how true it is, but I seen on certain blogs that they did it.
I don't think they did it. I don't think they did it. You know, people just say, you know, you fake guys, they're always posting stuff. I don't believe it's official yet, but I don't think that we should allow them, even if they wanted to be honest with you. Look what's going to happen. Millions of black people are going to run out and buy Crayola crayons because it says Nipsey Blue in it, all right? It's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars. And all that's going to go to Hallmark and Crayola Company, which is an all-white company. So that means every single dollar that we just spent on those Nipsey Blue crayons is never coming back to the black community. That is it. It's gone.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Introducing Shook Mack with Pulse.
For ya, baddest looking two girls, just say baby, bust the move. Switch it up again, she felt I got that wave. Looking back at me, she started dropping slowly, real slow. Baby, post me on the dance floor, stuck on stupid, that's so stupid. Wait a minute, baby girl, how you do it like that? Can you do it on the strike and keep it all inside? That be a kind of guy, fact, if you can do it like that, goddamn, yeah. Goddamn,
goddamn,
yeah, goddamn. Singing again, off in La La Land, Neverland, high in a ship. I pass the skies in my ear, I'm watching her rock in the hits. She
holding up, teaching this bitch. She watching me post it up, sipping, working away in my section. Baby girl slipped from heaven, looking far from average. Got to walk a little classy, get on the pole, get nasty. Told her I like my cars classy, show her what to grab the tassel. Show her to make me shit jump faster.
She popping that ass on the dance floor. She rocking fast on the dance floor.
I got that smoke pump through your body, make you choke. I got that lean swerve through your body, make you pulse.
She rocking fast on the dance floor. She popping that ass on the dance floor.
I got that smoke pump through your body, make you choke. I got that lean swerve through your body, make you pulse.
Yeah, and you know what too? What's funny is that's my hood. That's where I'm from Hartford, where which I don't even know how that white girl got into the hood and was able to do that, because literally, when I grew up there was no white people. I mean, right where there is, that's like downtown. That's probably the safest place for them to be, or where they felt safe at.
That wasn't in L.A.?
No, that's Hartford. That's at Hartford, Connecticut. That's like one side of Hartford is black and Jamaican, and the other side is Puerto Rican, and that's it.
That's my
24-year-old
son,
Mom,
from Hartford.
Oh, yeah, she from Hartford? Oh, yeah? Oh, his mother, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's that. I'm sorry. It's not the greatest place in the world to live, but got some good Jamaican food.
Yes.
But
they just sat right there and watched her do it.
They did. She took her sweet old time.
They were recording her back in the day. I remember someone grabbed her by her hair and dragged her around somewhere or something like that. Like, I think it's the video camera thing. These kids, they can record everything now at any point in time. And just like,
so they want to record instead of help record, instead of go do something about it. They want to record.
I'm just surprised nobody.
Talk about she was mad at her boyfriend. That's bullshit.
So she gonna mess with somebody.
Oh, so she gonna go mess somebody else up, right?
I'm pretty sure she's getting picked on though for it. I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, she gonna regret that.
That's well deserved. Like, you don't go to the graveyard and start kicking over people's tombs and stuff, gravestones and stuff like that. It's just like kind of a disrespectful thing. Nobody goes to somebody's mural and just starts kicking over the candles and spray painting on it. It's just, it definitely was a white thing to do. That was black folks don't do that.
I'm sure she's gonna have plenty of time to learn her lesson from that. She ain't never gonna live that down.
All right, man. We don't want to hold you for too much time, man. Definitely appreciate the conversation, man. Go give them your plugs one more time, man.
Hey, yeah, man. Y'all can catch me on Facebook, Uncle Head. Y'all can catch me on Instagram, Uncle Head 72. Twitter me, Uncle Head _B, as in boy, S as in Sam, M and Mike Geek, D is Gary on Twitter. LinkedIn, Uncle Head. Snapchat, Uncle Head. You can Google me.
Okay. Google me, bitch.
Yeah, man, I'm Googleable. Y'all go check out the documentary. You know what I'm saying? Much love, and I appreciate it.
All right, bro, man. You have a good night, man. I appreciate you. I'm glad, man.
Yes.
All right,
man.
It was a pleasure.
All right, Juan.
Yeah, God bless y'all, man. Be safe.
Peace. This concludes the episode of Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
You just got the phone with Uncle Head. Y'all make sure you tune in. We're on online St. Pete, Urban Stone Radio, Powerhouse 106 FM Carolina, and of course Powerhouse 106 FM Live, and soon come a couple more stations. I don't know. But anyway, y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. Peace out.
Peace.